Brussels. The European Parliament on Wednesday voted to restrict the use of meat-related terms such as burger, sausage, and steak to products containing actual meat, effectively banning terms like veggie burger and vegan sausage from being used for plant-based alternatives. The vote, part of a broader EU proposal aimed at protecting farmers, passed by 355-247. The amendment seeks to strengthen the negotiating position of farmers within the food supply chain, ensuring that large companies cannot impose unfavorable conditions on producers. While the Parliament has backed the ban, the final text of the regulation will be determined through negotiations between the Parliament, EU member states, and the European Commission. Under the proposed regulation, certain product descriptions, including hamburger, steak, escalope, sausage, as well as egg yolk and egg white, would be reserved exclusively for foods containing the corresponding animal product. The move follows the EU's earlier definition of dairy items such as milk, butter, cream, yogurt, and cheese as products secreted by mammary glands, which has led plant-based alternatives like oat milk to be labeled as oat drink. Supporters of the amendment argue that reserving traditional meat and dairy terms for animal products preserves clarity for consumers and protects the livelihoods of farmers. Critics, however, say the restriction could limit marketing for plant-based food producers and restrict consumer choice. This is not the first time the European Parliament has debated such restrictions. In 2020, lawmakers rejected a similar proposal to ban meat-related terminology for plant-based alternatives, citing concerns about industry innovation and labeling practices. The latest vote reflects ongoing tensions in Europe between agricultural interests and the growing market for plant-based and alternative protein products. With the EU's regulatory framework still subject to negotiation, stakeholders from both the farming sector and the plant-based food industry will continue to closely monitor developments. The final regulation, once agreed upon, is expected to influence labeling rules across all 27 EU member states, potentially reshaping how both meat and plant-based products are marketed throughout Europe.